1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station. Time now to go A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools, brought to you by Zeeland Public Schools. And our focus today is on the Ducks, Holland, Zeeland West High School, and their athletic programs. And things are going pretty well, according to Athletic Director Mark Worley, who joins us on the other end of the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Gary. Good morning to you.
And it is that time of year with a lot of fun, a lot of activities going on. Ducks, I believe, are on the road this week in terms of football. I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head.
We are. We are playing Unity Christian, and unique thing with Unity, they play on other fields as they do not host folks on site. So this week we are playing them at Hudsonville High School.
Okay. For those who want to know, Hudsonville High School's field is no longer existing in terms of on the actual campus. They play up at that junior high school up on Baldwin and 28th.
That is
by Baldwin and 40th, I'm sorry, Baldwin, in that general area. So, yeah, so it's going to be up there. Nice big facility. Big house there. And let's put it this way, having a chance to see Unity firsthand, John Shillito's team's going to have their hands full with the Crusaders.
Well, there's a lot of respect for the Unity Christian coaches and their players and program. And each year, when you get into conference play, schools do have a tendency to know one another quite well. So scouting and preparation is key, and we will be hopefully ready for the challenge.
That's football. That's the high-profile sport for most high schools. But at Zeeland West High School, there's a lot of other things going on right now, and you got to be happy with some of the performances of some of your Duck performers.
You know, I really am, Gary. We are in a really good time right now. A lot of our athletic teams are finishing up conference play, and they're getting prepared for either end of the season tournament play in the conference, or they're prepping for the MHSAA tournaments. To mention just a couple, cross-country, both boys and girls cross-country are having a great season. Our boys have not been defeated yet in the conference, so they're undefeated, and the girls have only lost once. We've also got a swim and dive and a water polo team, and most folks are aware of this, but I'll just share it with you. They are cooperatives. Those are two sports that we get to partner with our sister school, Zeeland East, and form teams. So anytime we're in that situation, it does a wonderful job of bringing the community together in the name of athletics.
And I had a chance to, occasionally I do the, the MHSAA swimming and diving championships at the Holland Community Aquatic Center. So I know very well how that joint Zeeland East, Zeeland West swim teams do on both the boys and girls side. Girls now, boys in the wintertime.
Yes, they're having a great season led by some really outstanding individual performers. And swimming and diving happens to be one of those sports where it is team in nature, but it also has the opportunity for individuals to achieve and be able to advance to state meet competitions.
Talking with Mark Worley, who's the athletic director at Zeeland West High School, and I do want to touch on something that athletic directors and coaches are dealing with a little bit more and more as we go along, and that's the issue of concussions and being aware of it. What is being done at Zeeland West to address this, to make sure coaches are aware of making sure a young man or a young woman doesn't go in too soon when they had the proverbial bell rung?
Well, it really begins with education, and we are blessed with a wonderful athletic trainer who works through Holland Hospital, and her name is Brindy Skinner. She's done a great job of laying out information for all of our coaches and the athletes in our program, both our coaches and athletes, and everyone even at our school in Zeeland Public Schools has to go through a concussion protocol training. So we constantly are talking about different signs that would be apparent for us to be able to recognize once we've established that there is the potential for a concussion. We put them through a battery of tests, and Everything is goes by the book, and that really gives parents and coaches and athletes the comfort of knowing we're taking care of a real serious issue, and anything dealing with the brain is serious. The other thing that happens is there is a baseline test that we use to measure after performance any type of head injuries that could occur. We take that test and we use it as a measuring stick just to see what sort of thing we're dealing with.
60 degrees in Holland at 8:46, 14 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're a couple moments away from WHTC Market Watch. Mark Worley, one final thing. I know that the teams are the benefits, are the things that you focus on, and the young athletes under the teams that are at Zeeland West High School. What about some of the fundraisers, some of the things that the boosters are doing to try to help these young men and women achieve their goals?
Well, it's exciting times here in Zeeland. It is Pumpkin Fest week, and that's going to be highlighted by a run that's going to take place on Saturday, and I think folks can still register and sign up for that run. We do appreciate all that the boosters do. When you come to Zeeland Stadium or a Zeeland athletic event and you purchase anything from a concession stand, that's all. That all comes from the Booster Club, and it all helps support the athletic teams that we have here in Zeeland. So they've done just an outstanding job, and they're responsible for helping us to run and maintain what I consider just a real first-class operation. So everyone around here is excited. We look forward to homecoming. We're in our ninth year of varsity sports. Next week we play the Hawkeyes, and there'll be a lot of excitement around Zeeland West.
And Mark Worley, we certainly appreciate you getting us up to speed on what's going on at Zeeland West Athletics. I know I'll be seeing you sometime down the road as we get into the winter sports season. And I wish you and the Ducks well, and everybody stay safe and healthy, as they say, on the competition field. And we'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you, Gary, and we appreciate all that WHTC does.
All right, thank you very much. Mark Worley, the head coach, well, actually the athletic director, longtime head coach at Zeeland West High School. That's A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools, brought to you by Zeeland Public Schools.